Good morning. We'll call the Sussex County Council meeting of December 13, 2016 to order. First thing will be approve the agenda. Mr. Lawson?
Thank you, Mr. President. Good morning, members of council. We have one recommended change today and one announcement. I would recommend changing the agenda to strike approval of minutes.
Okay.
And one announcement for the benefit of the council. We will be taking items out of order, including item number 3 under county administrator relating to the collective bargaining agreement. That item will be addressed after the conclusion of executive session, which will occur further down the agenda.
I have a motion to approve the agenda as amended.
Yes.
Motion, Mr. Deaver, second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Deaver.
Yes.
Cole.
Yes.
Starlette.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carries. Agenda is approved. Correspondence, Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. We have several letters thanking council for their grants, and the first is Junior Achievement of Delaware, Clothing Our Kids, the Ark of Delaware, Habitat for Humanity, and also a Season's Greetings card from Bethel Helping Hands Job Bank. And that is all, Mr.
Thank
President.
You, sir. Any correspondence from the council?
I get those letters,
Mr. Deaver.
Too, and I just, they're very appreciative of the help. I know that.
And more correspondence from council?
Yes, but I'll do it after the end, because I got to find the email, and I thought I tagged it, but I did not. So I will bring it, I'll bring it up later.
Okay. And more correspondence? Moving on, public comment, Mr. Guy. Thank you, sir. Philip Golden.
Good morning, and thank you for your time this morning. My name is Philip Golden. We have a residence in Selbysville on Hummingbird Lane in the Mauer Lakes community, really in the West Fenwick area of Sussex County. We'd like to thank the county, Sussex County, for the hazard mitigation meeting, and the county for scheduling that meeting in Mauer Lakes back in August of 2014. As a result of those events, Mauer Lakes and our particular 24 units in Mauer Lakes are now recognized as a high priority for mitigation. The properties were affected include about 24 units, a number of which are owned by senior citizens on fixed incomes, and when the Hurricane Sandy occurred about 4 years and 3 months ago almost, results of our property were brought to the attention of the county. At the time, the damage that was done to the properties, repairs were made, but there was issues that arose over the permitting, the proper repair work, lack of inspections, and lack of a viable construction manager to make sure that the repairs were done in a completely proper manner. The properties were designated as substantially damaged. This was initiated by the HOA, we believe, because they were looking for additional insurance proceeds. FEMA designated the properties that they needed to be elevated, and as of this time, the residents have no certificates of occupancy, yet we continue to pay our condo fees and our property taxes, and we're not getting any kind of response. We feel that our properties are valueless and cannot be sold at this time because of the lack of having a certificates of occupancy. We are looking to Sussex County. We'd be very appreciative if you could use your legal authority to get this matter to a conclusion in a beneficial way to help the residents, again, many of which are seniors on fixed income. Thank you.
Thank you,
sir.
Mr. President, Mike.
Pastor Aaron Applin. Pastor Aaron Applin.
Hello, Council. My name's Aaron Applin. I'm just here to, with a group of about 20 people, to encourage you as a Nanticoke Native American indigenous to this region, that when you're voting on the Lingo Townsend project, to please consider the Nanticoke Indians' heritage here in the state, their burial grounds. My grandfather's 90 years old, has lived here his entire life, and my family here in this region, my cousin Jules Jackson, has worked very hard on this project. And we would like to highly encourage you on a moral standpoint that enough has been done to Native Americans over the history of our country and even in recent years, that we would not only respect the burial grounds, but do something besides building a shopping center. Let's put some type of dedication to those sites.
Mr. President, in due respect, this is a matter that's on vote today. This is a matter that there was a public hearing on, and we typically do not allow public comment on matters when the public record has been closed. It's nothing concerning your comments per se, but there was a public hearing, and we cannot allow additional information before them. And I would caution the council, when you vote, you have to look at what's in the record, not additional comments.
Correct.
Okay, thank you. I'm unaware of that, but thank
That's
you
fine.
For hearing me.
That's
yes, thank you.
Thank you for coming. Mr. Lawson.
Okay, thank you, Mr. President. I've got a few items to cover this morning. First item is the recognition of retiring County Councilwoman Joan Deaver. Mr. President, we have a proclamation in honor of Mrs. Deaver that I think it would be appropriate to give to her today and have a photo opportunity with the full council. We also have a plaque in recognizing her services.
I want a recount.
she thought we took a vote to
yeah.
have her retire, I guess.
Would the council prefer I read this proclamation now, or would you like to make comments before or after the proclamation?
Why don't we might want to make comments now, and then we can have a proclamation.
Very good.
Certainly, I will start this. It has been interesting 4 years.
Yes.
We came on council together.
Eight years.
Mr. Wilson. And it's been fun. We haven't always agreed on everything, but I think we've been respectful of each other.
Yes.
And that's the way it should be done. We have discussion, we leave here, and it's over with. So, but I do thank you for your service to the county. You certainly represented the people in your district.
Thank you. That's all I need.
Very well, I think.
Thank you.
They were well represented, and you certainly brought their issues forward most every Tuesday.
Good.
But it has been a pleasure, Joan, and thank you for your service. It's been fun. It really has. Councilman Council?
Yeah, I'll
be glad to go.
Cool. Joan and I. Well, no, I can remember when Joan was an activist. We would go to different meetings and stuff, and there she would be with a bunch of people with signs and little buttons and everything else. And then she followed her activism, and here she ended up on county council. So she developed a following, and her issues were not Republican Democrat issues. Her issues were land use and the best way to approach it. And even though she isn't a native like some of us, right?
Correct.
Anyway, I think that she developed a sense of community, which many people do once they move here, because this is a lovely place. And she and I have shared many, we've shared the votes on many things. So many times we were outnumbered by people who didn't seem to care, right, about, Joan? And so Joan and I have been worried about the density, and we worried about the development and how it was happening and the stress it was putting on everything and just the basic quality of life here in Sussex County. So I applaud Joan for having a vision and sticking with that vision, and I appreciate it. It was fun sitting here next to her, trying to coach her as whenever I could. But a lot of times she wouldn't listen, but no. But that was good. No, we had a lot of fun, and I enjoyed the 8 years, Joan. So thank you.
Good coach.
Thank you very much.
Oh, wow.
No, thank you.
Anything else from council?
Sure.
Mr. Arlette, Mr. Wolf,
Well, I have had the pleasure of knowing Councilwoman Deaver for just 2 years, unlike the 8 years for the rest. But you know, I mean, you know, one thing I've realized through Ms. Deaver is she's very passionate about the issues, her issues, and with that being said, total respect with regard to that. As an elected official, I absolutely respect you. And I think you have hit, you broke the ceiling in Sussex County. Didn't happen at the national level this year, but in Sussex County, you did break that ceiling, that glass ceiling, as they say.
You're not born and raised here either.
That is, but you were the very first transplant elected. Mm-hmm. on this council. You were also their very first female elected. Now, George's mother was appointed, but you were the first elected female on this council. And so I think that is going to go down in forever history in Sussex County, truly. And I think it's an testament to your passion and to District 3 and their compassion and their passion also for standing for principles and not just the politics of it all. So, and most, and lastly, I would say, I totally respect her also because, yes, there's four Republicans and one Democrat. We all know that. But she actually, and I don't think you'll mind me saying this, but I also respect her in addition to all the things on the council.
Give me up.
No, no, but she actually had the election is over, but she was a supporter of Mr. Trump, and she was. You got a bumper sticker on your car. You obviously were not afraid to say that. I'm just saying it wasn't about...
Make America great again.
There you go. I just say it because she is a person who believes in her passions. That's all I'm trying to say. Not party politics. That was my only point. And so you were always that way, and I commend you. And really, I wish you well for the caring of your husband and your family, and I wish you well, and we'll be praying for you.
They're looking forward to my retirement.
No, that's not so.
No, at home.
At home, they are, yeah.
Evidently, Rob has took my notes and read over them.
Oh,
you're right.
And Mike read my notes also. So I nothing else for me to say except wish you well, Joan. Hope you do well.
Same.
Hope your husband does well.
We sometimes don't agree, but you are the happiest man on the county council. You can make a joke and make people laugh, and it just gets your way sometimes, Sam. And I think you're pretty slick. And I give you credit.
Well, there's no need to get mad, really.
You're a happy man.
Sure.
Amen to that.
Now we got a new run here, but Slick Sam. Yeah.
Joan's got a lot of wisdom to make a statement like that.
That's true.
Thank you, Joan.
You got a good heart.
What, they take note.
Is that recorded?
When they took, you weren't going to read on, Jay.
They took mine out once, Joan, and I told the doctors I'd have a hard time finding it. Because that's what my wife said. She said, you don't have any heart.
Listen to her.
Mr. Law, you want to...
Thank you. And if I may, counsel, I also want to echo your sentiments. I want to thank Mrs. Deaver for her services. It's been a pleasure working with you. I want to thank you for supporting my appointment. You were on council when I was appointed county administrator. Thank you for believing in me. I think you should be commended for your hard work on behalf of your constituents. You certainly work countless hours on behalf of those that you represent. And I also think it should be noted that you are a voice for the county employees at times. And they will also want me to say that they will miss you when you go and wish you the best in retirement. So
that's the hard part for me, is to not be with them. That's tough.
I'm sure she'll be calling us up and telling us how to vote, though. Be prepared for those.
Okay.
She'll be helping us.
I have a proclamation that I think is appropriate at this point to read. Proclamation to honor County Councilwoman Joan R. Deaver. The County Council wishes to recognize individuals for their outstanding accomplishments and contributions to the county government and the people of Sussex County. And whereas Joan R. Deaver has faithfully served citizens of Sussex County as the County Council's 3rd District Representative for the past 8 years, first winning elected office in 2008, and going on to serve 2 consecutive terms, Joan Deaver's tenure on Sussex County will end with her retirement on January 3, 2017. Joan Deaver has the distinction of being the first woman elected to the Sussex County Council, an accomplishment for which she was immensely proud, yet humbled by the responsibility carried with that honor. Joan Deaver, as a native of Annapolis, Maryland, has long held a special place in her heart for Sussex County, first vacationing here with her family before moving to the Rehoboth Beach area full-time in the 1990s, where she quickly became engaged in the community and served as a vocal advocate for various causes and concerns. Joan Deaver, both as a community advocate and as an elected public servant, has been an unwavering champion for managed responsible growth, protecting the environment, and promoting the area's rich quality of life, the essence of Sussex County, for future generations to enjoy. Joan Deaver can count numerous successes during her years of service, including helping the county navigate the uncertain economic downturn early in her tenure, as well as promoting a high level of transparency in county government. Joan Deaver, while leaving County Council, will not leave the collective hearts and minds of those who have been privileged to serve with her. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Sussex County Council extends its most heartfelt best wishes to and commends Joan Deaver on her 8 years of service to the people of Sussex County, and hereby proclaims Tuesday, December 13, 2016, as a day for all Sussex Countyans to honor her achievements. And this proclamation is signed by all four members of the County Council. Congratulations, Joan. Best wishes. If you'd like to come down and please come on down.
Photo op.
Photo op.
Photo op. Yep, yep, yep. Who knows? You might want to run again. Oh no.
She's running for higher office.
No,
there you
no,
go.
No.
She's taking church places.
This is the highest I go right here. This is the pinnacle.
The pinnacle. It's all downhill. Yeah, there you go.
I'm not crying, I just have it slip in my eye.
You've been out of the closet since the bumper circuit went on.
Yeah, all right.
What were you two in the middle here, Jim?
All right.
Yep. He wants George and Mike on the other side because of the tallness.
I'm on this side. Sam, who's your favorite? Go that way.
Yes, sir. Oh, my goodness.
Right there.
Woo!
Sam, can you hold that beside her there?
Beautiful. I just want to thank everybody. It's been such an honor. It's really a highlight of my life. I can't compare it though to my husband and children, which are the other personal highlight, but this has just been an amazing opportunity. And I wish I deserved all the praise you give me. I worked hard and I really loved watching the county improve every day. Is much more transparent than ever before. I'm very satisfied and pleased with our progress and the way we keep our money.
Not too hard enough for my nurse.
Oh, really? That'd be good. Yeah. Yeah, she'll take care of you.
Is George? I got my home might be a little jealous.
At least you would be.
I'm okay. Joan's got to get by.
I got moved in, I think. I'll try it anyway. There you go.
Mr. President, I should have asked you to stay down because we're going to move on to recognition of election year scholarship contest winners. We're going to ask you to take pictures with our students that are in attendance. Today, we're going to announce the winners of the annual election year scholarship contest. As you know, each election cycle, the county has an contest, and this year we will recognize 6 students, 1 grand prize recipient, and 5 runner-ups with plaques and scholarship prizes for their winning efforts. Students 18 and younger who are residents of the county and enrolled in public or private schools were invited to participate in the contest, which serves as a fun lesson about the American election process. To take part, students filled out a form on the county website to predict the winners of 20 national, state, and local races in the November 8th general election. To break a tie, each entrant was asked to predict the total number of votes in the winner of the presidential race, Mr. Donald J. Trump, who won the election and collected 62,607 votes from Sussex County. And that is important this year because we did, in fact, have some ties. Students competed for $200 in scholarship prize and for the first prize and 5 $100 runner-up prizes. We had 430 participants this year, and I believe some of the winners are in attendance today. So we will announce the 5th runner-up. We'll move from 5th to 1st. And the 5th runner-up is a 9th grader at Sussex Academy in Georgetown and predicted 18 of 20 races with a tie-breaking prediction of 43,000 votes, and that is Julia Swingle. Swingle? Julia? She here? Okay. 4th runner-up is a senior at Indian River High School, predicted 18 of 20 votes with a tie-breaking prediction of 75,000 votes. Mr. Keith Chatterton? Keith?
Hey, Keith.
He did a lot better than CBS did.
Keith, if you stay up front, we're going to take a picture of all the students. Just hang out up front, please.
We'd like to know which races they missed.
Good question.
Yeah.
They didn't tell us.
They didn't tell you?
Oh. We'll have to ask the communications director. 3rd runner-up is a senior at Indian River High School, predicting 18 of 20 races as well, with a prediction of 60,000 votes. Mr. Samuel Rojas. Samuel Rojas. Hey.
He must be on inside track somehow. Get that
Indian River. They're rolling.
They are
rolling.
Yeah, I know, but we need to know which part of Indian River they're from.
2nd runner up, a junior at Indian River High School, predicted 19 of 20 votes with a tiebreaker of 350,000 votes. Miss Daria Kalmbach. Daria Kalmbach, and I believe her teacher is here today to accept the award.
Mr. Sewell.
Yay!
You've done quite a job down there.
Huh? Absolutely.
You go there.
A veteran as well.
About number one.
Well, great. Thank you.
All right. First runner-up is a senior at Sussex Tech High School, predicting 19 of 20 votes with a tiebreaker of 37,682. Wow. The first runner-up is Brooke Ward. Brooke Ward.
Hey, Brooke.
And the winner, also from Sussex Tech, predicting 19 of 20 races and a tiebreaker of 41,200 votes, Mr. Brandon Bradshaw. Brandon Bradshaw.
Congratulations. Very cool. Sussex Tech and Indian River.
These are future political consultants.
There you go. Staffers.
That's right.
All of our schools be as good as those schools.
ABC can't even come close to that bunch.
Political operatives.
Our NBC's way out bad. Way out.
Thank you very much.
Good job, guys.
Okay, as I referenced earlier, we will return to item number 3 regarding collective bargaining agreement, and I'm going to move on to the county administrator's report for December 13, 2016, item number 1. Sussex County Council would like to thank the community for participating in the 33rd annual Caroling on the Circle on Monday, December 5th. We had a very successful night with hundreds of carolers, and thus far have collected over 14,000 canned goods and non-perishable food items for our less fortunate neighbors. We remind everyone the county is collecting items until the end of the year and will continue to distribute those goods to our local food pantries. We want to thank all of our volunteers, local businesses, and schools for helping to collect the food over the past month, and for making this year's Caroling on the Circle a success. Item number 2, per the attached Engineering Department fact sheet, Glen Mills South, otherwise known as the Refuge at Derrickson Creek, Phase 10, received substantial completion effective December 5th. And last, item 3, please note county offices will be closed on December 23rd and 26th to celebrate the Christmas holiday and January 2nd for the New Year's holiday. In addition, the Sussex County Council will not meet on December 20th or December 27th. The next regularly scheduled council meeting will be held on Tuesday, January 3rd at 10 a.m. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Jennings.
Good morning, Mr. President, members of council. The first item under me is the private activity bond reassignment. This is something that we do every year. We have received correspondence from the State of Delaware Department of Finance requesting that any unused portion of the county's annual private activity bond volume cap be reassigned to the state. The state plans to allocate it to the State Housing Authority. Private activity bonds are tax-exempt bonds issued to public entities that provide low-cost financing for private projects that serve a public purpose. Federal tax law imposes a number of restrictions and requirements on the issuance of these bonds. These bonds are for private entities that have no impact on Sussex County government. Qualified purposes include exempt facilities such as non-government-owned airports, docks, water and sewer facilities, and solid waste facilities. IRS requires state and local governments to serve as conduits for these tax-exempt bonds so that they will be regulated properly. Typically, every year at this time, we reassign our unused portion to the state. Last year's executive order was in your packet, and at this time, I will make a recommendation that County Council reassign the county's 2016 unused private activity bond volume cap of $30,290,000 back to the state. I have a motion for your consideration.
Please read your motion, ma'am.
Be it moved that the Sussex County Council reassign that the county's 2016 unused private activity bond volume cap of $30,290,000 be allocated back to the state of Delaware.
Pleasure, Council.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Cole.
Second.
Second, Mr. Arlett. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote. Mr. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next, ma'am.
Okay, the next item is a quarterly pension update. So up on the screens, I show what the value of our pension fund is as of the third quarter, September 30th, 2016. The market value of the pension fund was at $76.5 million. We saw a 3.3% third quarter return. The pension benefit fund had a $32.8 million market value, and we saw a 2.7% return. And you can see the returns that we've seen year to date, 1 year and 3 years in both of those funds. So the annual actuary report that we get annually will show what we should be contributing, what the liability is that we have not funded, and then I have a 20-year projection on how we stand in those funds. So the first one is the pension contribution. In 16, it was recommended that we contribute 3.1. It increased for this budget year to 3.4. But as we have done in the past, we have been contributing more than what the actuary requires. So in our budget, we are projecting to put in $3.6 million, which is a good thing. The unfunded liability, so what is our obligation out there that is not funded or currently put in our pension fund? So in 16, it was $14 million. It has increased to 15.7. The increase is due to not seeing the returns of the 7.5% that we would like to see. So our funded ratio was 84%, which is very good, and it just went down 1% to 83%. There are new accounting regulations that we now need to evaluate how we use the percentage. So there's a market funded ratio that you'll start seeing in our financial statements, which says we're 78% funded. So basically an actuary projects what you're going to bring in, and it projects out what that value is. A market just says, looks at the market, and this is what you have in the bank. So that's why it's less than the actuary funded. So they have changed that, and we have to use the 78% going forward. Looking forward in 20 years, the liability currently that we have on the books is $94.4 million. In 20 years, that liability will increase to $195 million. And looking at how we've been contributing, we're doing a very good job. Like I said, we had $73 million in the bank. We will be fully funded in 20 years if we continue to fund as we are doing. So we go from the 78% to 100%. So in 20 years, it's a very good job that the county is doing. So moving on to the pension benefit fund, we have a recommended contribution of $1.9 million. It had increased just slightly for our fiscal year 17, but just like we do with the pension fund, just in the benefits fund, we also contribute more than what is required. So we have about $2.2 million in this budget this year. Our unfunded liability has increased from $10.9 million to $17 million. This increase is just due to accounting standards changing. So we use this projected unit method that used, basically it says you can put savings out into the future, you can spread that out a lot longer. Well, now accounting standards saying, no, you need to be funding it a lot sooner, which makes the liability a lot higher, so 65%. So even though we'll be paying the same amount over the years, the life of the employee, it's just saying you need to contribute more up front. And that's just accounting standards making sure all governments are doing it the same way. So we're going from 73% to 65%. So looking at a 20-year projection here, our current liability is $49 million. We have assets of $31.9 million. If we keep contributing like we've been, we'll go from 65% to 80% funded. Ours here, to get fully funded, it's going to be about 30 years, which is still a great goal, but we will be fully funded in 30 years if we keep doing this. So after that actuary report, it is requested by both the accounting standard boards, our actuary, and bond rating agencies that look at our financial statements, that we actually adopt a formal funding policy. So the objective of this policy would just provide sufficient assets to permit the payment of all benefits under the trust, maintain equity among the generation of taxpayers, and continue to improve our funded ratio, and minimize the volatility of our employer's annual contributions to make sure that our budgets don't spike. So the good news is all we're doing is taking what we've had in practice for many years and just putting it in writing so that I can put that in the financial statement and say, County Council adopted this policy. So it's not something that we just do. We've actually adopted something formally. So I've placed those two policies in your packet. And just to summarize what it is, just what we've been doing, is for the pension fund, it says the county will contribute at least what the actuary says that we will contribute, but we've always done above that, and that we will use the closed 20-year period, meaning that we will be funded within 20 years. The OPEB, we are going to put a 9.5% because we're not quite as funded, so this way it puts a higher percentage, or at least the actuary determined contribution. And it says that we'll use the entry age normal actuary cost method, which is the new method that we've adopted this year that shows that we're 65% funded. So I have a motion for your consideration to adopt those two funding policies.
Please read your motion.
Be it moved that the Sussex County Council, based on the recommendation of the Pension Committee, Chiron, and Pierce Park Group, adopt the pension and OPEB funding policies as presented.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, second. Mr. Arlett. Second, Mrs. Deaver. Any questions on the motion? Mr. Cole.
this now, it being it's a policy, right, and we're going to be voting on it
yes.
and adopting it,
mm-hmm.
a future council to change this would have to vote on it to change it.
That's correct.
Right? In other words, it just can't be changed in the back rooms or anything like
that's
that.
That's correct. It would have to be adopted again. And you can see in our financial statements all the time, this motion, this policy will adopt, and you'll see how we did it. Compare that we actually followed that policy.
Right, because years past, sometimes the council was good at
right.
making contributions, and other years they were not. So this will keep us on a steady path.
Absolutely.
Doesn't mean they're tied into it.
That's correct. They can always vote to change it.
Some extraordinary situation they could change. Okay,
that's correct.
That's my question.
More questions to council? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
I'm going to vote yes, and I really should have mentioned Mrs. Jennings and her crew and the wonderful work that they do. Managing our funds. It's just remarkable.
Thank you.
Cole.
Yes.
Charlotte.
Likewise, and agree with Councilwoman Deaver there.
Yes.
Yes, I'm a yes. Motion carried. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Mr. Medlarge.